I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish because I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Mom, can I have some more spinach?
I want to be strong like Popeye.
Welcome to Women of Hope. Let me ask you something. Do you think you're a strong person? Strong in your body and mind? Or do you often feel that you have no strength to face each day? Today on Women of Hope, Denise and Marlee will be here with us and we'll be talking about how to be strong women.
Well, that was Jono singing, and he made me smile. He's 3, and he wants to be strong and big, just like his daddy. His mother and father told him the story of Popeye. Do you remember that story, Tammy?
Oh, too high. I used to watch it on television when I was a child. Popeye was a sailor who was very short. He was really bothered by another person in the story called Bluto. It was very large and very strong. Well, Popeye would be losing the fight. Then he would open a can of spinach, swallow it down, and suddenly his arms would bulge and his muscles would grow strong, and he would be able to defeat Bluto.
Jono liked that story so much that he asked his mother to cook more spinach, and of course she did. Because it's very good for him. In fact, she grows it in her garden and she never runs out. Jono pulls on his arm and he squeezes those muscles while he sings. He's really so funny.
There's a lot of truth in that old TV show. Certain foods do make a big difference to how you feel and how strong you are physically. Our friend Denise is here today. She's a dietitian, a professional in good eating, and she's going to talk about the different kinds of food we should eat. Welcome, Denise.
Hi, Tammy and Carol, and hello to you. How many different kinds of food do you eat in one day? Have you ever counted?
I haven't really counted, but there would be quite a few. Let's see. I had tea and toast with honey for breakfast.
And toast with honey might give you enough energy for the morning. But what if you ate it 3 times a day, day after day?
I'd get bored and fat if I ate lots of it. I wouldn't get any vitamins either. If we didn't eat any fruit and vegetables, oh, that would be terrible.
And you get weak from not eating protein. Soon you would be sick. I've been looking at guidelines for what to eat. Most of them say we need a variety of foods. Often that was the first point that they mentioned. The reason for this is that no single food can provide us with all the nutrition that we need. Different types of foods contain different types and amounts of nutrients our bodies need. There are more than 40 different nutrients, so the more variety we have in our diet, the more likely we are to get all of them. Some guidelines have used a pyramid as a picture of the foods that we need. The base or foundation contains the starchy foods, like breads and grains. They supply our bodies with energy. Next comes the fruits and vegetables, which have the vitamins and minerals we need to keep us healthy. Next, in the smaller layer are the proteins, the building blocks for our bodies, such as meat and fish and eggs, beans and nuts, and the dairy foods made from milk. The small peak at the top shows us that we should not eat too many fats and sweets. These days, dietitians say you should imagine all your daily food on a big plate. 1/4 should be full of starchy foods like bread, rice, or potatoes. Half the plate should have vegetables and fruit. And 1/4 should have protein foods to build and repair our bodies. Beside the plate is a place for some dairy foods, such as a glass of milk or some cheese. There's not much room left for sweets and fats, but you can squeeze a little bit onto the edges of the plate.
That's an easy way to imagine it. So we might have brown rice, vegetables, and an egg for dinner. I'd like that made into a curry, please, with some yogurt.
And that would be well-balanced and delicious. The food pyramid, or the big plate, shows us that we can have all types of food in a healthy diet. But some foods definitely give better nutrition than others. Many cultures have their own way of encouraging people to eat a balanced diet. Some say you can go by color, something white, something red or purple, something yellow or orange, and something green.
That would give you a good variety, so long as it's not cakes with red, yellow, and green icing.
No, but usually bright colored fruits and vegetables have more nutrients than pale ones. Choose those dark green leafy vegetables. Some cultures describe foods as hot or cold or neutral. They don't mean the temperature, but the effects on the body. If you eat a balance of hot and cold foods, you will have a good variety. No matter which country you come from, remember that the most important point in a healthy diet is eat a good variety. If you work hard physically, you'll need more of your diet to be those starchy foods for energy. You'll need more protein foods if you're pregnant, breastfeeding, healing after an illness, or training for an active sport.
Some people go on extreme diets where they eat only a few foods, don't they? Like living on soup or grapefruit or meat.
They might lose weight quickly, but it's not good for them overall. If you want to lose weight, still eat a balanced, varied diet. Just eat less of it and less of those extras like fat and sugar.
I know that in some places, it's really hard to get a variety. Some people have to live mainly on millet or rice or sweet potatoes.
And often fruit and vegetables and meat are expensive, and bread and sugar are cheap. So people with little money often have a poor diet. I wonder how they could eat better foods.
Well, it's always cheaper to buy fruits and vegetables that are in season and grown locally, rather than foods that have to be stored or transported. Maybe they could grow some vegetables like spinach or bok choy or tomatoes. You can grow them from seeds in pots if you don't have space for a garden, and water them with your used washing water. If it's hard to get green vegetables, ask the older people which leaves or grasses can be eaten. Often there are traditional foods that have been forgotten.
I found out that we can eat the green tops of many of the root vegetables. My mother used to cook the carrot and beetroot tops with some onion when we had no green vegetables. It's so good, but most people throw it away.
We need to be creative, don't we? Maybe you can find a friend or a neighbor to share with. You might have more than one type of food at home, and they might have something different. Perhaps you and your friends can grow different vegetables and share your crops. You can help balance each other's food so you're both healthier. So, I would say do your very best to eat a variety of foods so you can be strong.
Like Jono and Popeye. Of course, if we want to build strong bodies, we need to do more than eat properly. We won't get strong sitting down all day. We need to exercise to use our muscles and challenge them a bit so that they grow stronger. I know I need that as I get older.
Imagine a ladder going up the side of that pyramid we talked about, reminding us to exercise.
You might work hard with your muscles all day. If you're a farmer or a laborer, or if you have to carry water or other heavy things, you probably have hard, strong muscles. At least the muscles you use the most. But these days, some of us work more with our heads or with our hands, and we need to plan to do exercises. We need exercises that make us breathe hard and our heart beat strong, like a fast walk. Or we could do exercises that use weights. You could start with whatever you can lift easily for 8 to 10 times. Such as a water bottle, and gradually increase the weight. It's important to warm and stretch our muscles first. We should start with what we can do and stop if it hurts. Then each time work a little harder. Trainers say to do weight exercises 2 to 3 times a week.
You know, Tammy, I think it would be a good idea for us to talk more about weight training another time. It's amazing how much benefit there is in strength training alone. It's great for young people and older people. and for our bodies and our minds.
It's great if you can do active things together as a family. Maybe mother and father need to go out and play ball with the children, or go for a walk together, or ride bicycles. You will get stronger bodies and your family will become stronger too.
Here on Women of Hope, we've been talking about how to get strong bodies. And now Marlee is here to talk about a different way of being a strong woman.
And hello, my friend. You know, I travel a lot, and I love seeing beautiful, elegant women dressed in the different styles of their cultures. I've noticed something about women all over this world. We love to dress up, don't we? Have you ever noticed how little girls love to stand in front of a mirror and play dress up? Today, I want us to think about how we clothe ourselves, but our inner selves. I have seen beautiful women who dress well. They wear beautiful clothes. They look gorgeous on the outside. But when they start to talk, they open their mouth. What a disaster. The way they talk shows how shallow they are. Their ugly, disrespectful words make them very unattractive. So well-dressed and so beautiful on the outside, but all that beauty does not match their inner person. I will never forget a woman I met years ago. She was poor and wearing a plain, faded dress. Her face, her hands and feet were distorted by the disease that was destroying her body. She had the disease of leprosy. Then she started talking to me, sharing her heart, and I saw a rare beauty that not many women have. Her inner beauty shone brighter than her physical deformities and her simple cotton dress. You see, my friend, that lady had been in God's beauty shop for years. She had suffered, and the suffering had made her more like her Savior, Jesus Christ. She knew that God was in control of her life, and she had learned to love Him and to love people. This love shone through her life, and I could see it in everything she said. That lady with leprosy was dressed with much inner strength. It makes me think about the women, that one woman the Bible describes in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. It is a long poem, so I'll just read you a little bit of it. It starts like this: how hard it is to find a good wife. She is worth far more than jewels. Her husband puts his confidence in her. It goes on to talk about how hardworking, skillful, and wise she is, how she has a business and provides for her family. We don't read about what she looks like, but her character is described in detail. She's hardworking, she's generous, she's gentle. She's wise. She plans for the future. She's truly beautiful. My favorite part is verse 25. It says, she is dressed in strength and dignity, and she smiles at the future. Dressed in strength and dignity. Oh, I wonder, where did she buy these clothes? Where can we buy them? Where can we find strength to face life's challenges? Strength to stand against despair, anxiety, suffering? No, we cannot buy strength or dignity in a store. And it costs a lot to get them. You see, I learned from women who were older, wiser, and stronger than I was that inner strength does not come from ourselves. It comes from learning to trust God through our suffering. My mother-in-law was a source of strength to our family all her life. She became a widow at the age of 32. She raised 5 children on her own during and after the Second World War. She lost her husband and 2 of her children in a short period of time. That woman suffered so much. All through the years, every time we asked her how she was doing, she always said, "Let us thank the Lord. Let us be thankful." She lived a long and full life of 93 years. The message of her life still speaks loudly in our hometown. She was a great woman of God. We miss her still. She was dressed with strength. Strength that comes from her faith in God through the things that she suffered. The Bible tells us that Jesus, the Son of God, said, "In the world you will have troubles, but be brave, be strong. I have overcome the world." The Apostle Paul, one of Jesus' early followers, said, "And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith." You see, to be dressed with strength, we need faith. Jesus promises us the victory, and Paul tells us how to get it. We must have faith in God Almighty and in His Son, Jesus Christ. We have to surrender our lives to Him. This is the way we can be dressed in strength. Next, we become stronger when we decide to think about what is good and lovely, and not think about what is bad. When we stop criticizing people around us, our children, our mother-in-law, our husbands, the church we go to, our neighbors, our government, we become stronger when we learn to accept whatever comes our way and trust in God's power alone. We need to fill our mind, my friend, with the Word of God and come close to Him as we pray and as we worship Him. As I said before, inner strength is something money cannot buy. It cannot be found in a pharmacy or be won in a lottery game. Only God can give you strength, nothing and nobody else. Let me read you some words from God's Word. They were written by a man named David, who went through many, many troubles. God inspired him to compose beautiful songs and poems that are in our Bible today, in the book of Psalms. He wrote, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped." Psalm 28, verse 7. Here's another one. "The Lord will give strength to His people." Psalm 29, 11. And listen to this one. "God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble." Psalm 46, 1. Beautiful. I love this. My dear friend, God wants to clothe you and me with strength. He wants to cover you with His dignity. God is waiting to cover women like you and me, even those who are destitute, unloved, unworthy, and selling their bodies and their souls. When we put our faith in Jesus Christ, it's as though we are covered. God sees us as though we are wrapped up in Jesus' purity and goodness, and that's our beautiful robe. The Bible calls it our robe of righteousness. Remember what we read about the good woman in Proverbs chapter 31? She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she smiles at the future. This lady is confident. She's happy. And what is her secret? Another prophet wrote, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." That was my mother-in-law's secret. In the midst of her pain, she could smile at the future and say, "Let's thank God." My friend, the wonderful news here is that God loves you and he's just waiting to wrap you with his strength and with his dignity and give you joy that never ends. So let's pray together now. Lord God, I bring my friend to you right now. She needs your grace and your strength to cover her soul and help her to face the many, many challenges of her life. Bless and cover her with your robe of righteousness, for I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Marley, thank you so much for those wise words. My friend, I pray that from today you will be a stronger woman in your body and in your spirit as you trust God. He knows everything that you need, and he will help you to be strong and brave to face each day.
Would you like to tell us about your life? Maybe you want to ask questions about the things we talked about. We would love to hear from you. You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week, filled with God's blessings.
And God bless you.